Hi, my name's Wayne Johnston, and recently I got four single words for four separate countries.
Welcome to a podcast by OpenTheWord.org, where we discuss a bit of Bible, a bit of life, and a bit of politics.
God often feeds us during difficult time. Psalm 23:5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." In James 1:5 in the New Testament, the author says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." These Old and New Testament verses have one thing in common. The context is the same. God feeds us during hard times. Look at James 1:2. "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials." And then he goes on to say, "Ask for wisdom." During our dark times, God often provides a well-lit table for us to feast on from His Word, to get us through the hard times and to even overcome them. My recent example, I was picking up dog food at a company last week. I started to talk to the business owner. We talked about the China flu and different countries and how they were coping during the pandemic. So during this casual conversation, several individual R words dropped into my mind. Each was different and each was associated with a major country. I was almost distracted until I realized, hey, that's profound for me. Later, while praying and pondering, I realized that God had given me words of wisdom or knowledge in regards to the politics of our challenging times. Now, I often function in the prophetic. But me and wisdom, we have a very casual, distant relationship. The first word is for America, and it is the word remain. America is desperately trying to remain as the world's superpower. America's foundations have cracks because it is no longer wholly built on its Judeo-Christian foundations. The second word is for Russia. And it's revenge. Ruled by an ex-KGB agent, Russia wants revenge on the West, especially the USA, for its demise during the Cold War. The third country is Canada, and it's the word respect. Canada seems to run all over the world to get respect from everyone. She wants everyone to like her, often at the expense of her own people. I added Canada here in with all these big countries because it's my home. God keep our land. And last, China. China wants to rule. What China wants is very simple. They want to rule the world. What God was trying to say is that these four words help explain what drives these four countries. I'm sure glad God's in control.
Thanks again for joining us on our podcast. Please check out our website at OpenTheWord.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to receive notifications of future broadcasts. As well, please take a moment to provide a rating and even a review. Thanks again for listening.